officer here.
Oh, that's right. He blocked me out too. So, but I'm not offended. I'm good with that. This meeting is being recorded.
Continue.
Continue.
So I'm here, but I don't have any video. I just see Alan.
Anybody hear me?
Me too. Yes, we can hear you.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Alan.
Hi.
Yeah, I have no video.
I don't have any video.
Is your video button on in the bottom left?
It says you cannot start your video because the host has stopped it.
Yeah, that's what mine says. I thought it was mine only.
Sal's calling me. I'll fix it. Yes, Sal. Yeah. Okay. I see it now. Yeah.
Hey, Seth, you know one? I think if I press this, then I'm recording, right?
I'm sorry?
I should press this. It'll record. Oh, there you are. Hi, everybody. Okay. Okay, good.
Hello, Commissioner. Hello, Mayor. Hello, Commissioner.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, Alan.
Hi.
We're just waiting for Commissioner Petracco.
No, we really should continue to have a dress code.
Listen, now you want to be overdressed?
I tie on.
I'm hoping we're not long enough to have to worry about how we're dressed.
Well, I'm with you, Joe. I put a tie on because I didn't have to worry about sweating.
Did I press record?
We'll wait till 3 to press record.
Okay.
All right, Commissioner Kelly, don't get the. He's putting on a tie.
Oh, he's putting a tie on. Thanks, John. You're making the rest of us look bad now.
I just have to keep up with Commissioner Evans.
There you go.
There you go. Good. We're a team.
I knew that was a mistake putting the two of them on that committee.
You have to wear business attire on the business committee.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that was a good one.
I
think I see Commissioner Petracco.
Eleni, I can't see you. You're not. Your video is not on.
Well, Alan doesn't want to see me today, but that's okay. I'm okay with that.
I never said that. You never said that.
I know.
I didn't even imply it.
I know. I just figured I'd throw that out there.
Alan, you're very, very hard to hear.
Okay, we are recording, by the way.
Okay.
Is that better?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Looking for the volume. Oh, that's good. I wonder if it works.
No.
So, see, I'm looking for volume.
For you?
Yeah. I think this is, I don't know. Oh, there it is. I found it. Yeah, well, it's at 100. Okay.
And it is. Oh, here it's muted. Mic is muted.
Yes, a couple of your microphones are muted. Alan?
Yes, who's muted?
Okay, Commissioner Scarpelli and Commissioner Evans is muted. Okay, and Commissioner Petracco, unless they're doing it themselves.
Yeah, I had it on myself.
Oh, okay.
All right, can you hear me now?
I can.
I'm gonna go back to being muted.
Okay. And the mayor's muted. Okay.
The mayor's muted also.
Maybe we could just read it ourselves individually and then just say yes at the end.
I hear.
Is your video still?
Yeah. My video's off.
Is it hot in town hall, Thomas?
Yes. I'm sweating to death in this jacket and tie.
Where's the mute?
We don't have any attendees from the public yet.
No, there are none right now.
Alan, so Commissioner Petracco is on, correct? Except we can't see him.
I have him on audio, but not on video.
Okay.
Mr. Petracco, can you hear us? Commissioner Petracco? Maybe his volume is down?
Hmm.
On his phone? Okay. Is he on his phone?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Let me call Stan and see if she is.
Okay. It says that they are.
Oh, okay.
No, is his microphone up? I mean, now it's showing is it off. You have it on mute?
And the it shows mute on my end for mm-hmm. Commissioner Petracco.
I'm unmuted. Oh, okay. I thought you were with me. Is he on his phone or on a computer? All right. Yes, Sam. Well, maybe his volume is down. It's showing it is muted. I'm going to unmute him from here, but. Now he's off mute. So maybe his volume's down on his phone. Just tell him that. She's trying to get it fixed. Still might be a second.
And Elena, your video stay up?
Yeah, I don't have control over that. That's I don't know where that.
All right, I'll let her in.
Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.
Hello? All right, you know what? Tell him to call my phone. Maybe I can just hold his phone up to the speaker and they can hear him audio-wise. Right? It's not going to help if he goes through you to me. I'm already connected. So I'll just hold my phone. I'll hold my phone up to the meeting and they can talk to him through there. All right, tell him to call my phone. All right, Commissioner Petracco is going to call my phone and I'll just use my phone to patch him. And he's having trouble with his computer. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay.
Is he on?
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you crystal clear. I tried zooming in and calling in. I could hear everybody, but for whatever reason, you couldn't hear me. But
can everyone hear Commissioner now?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, they can hear you, so we're good. I'm just going to hold your phone up to the computer. That's all.
Thanks. Sorry, guys.
Okay.
That's okay. Things happen. Okay, so this is the continued meeting of June 4th, 2020. Madam Clerk?
Unmute, Madam Clerk.
Unmute.
Thank you. Like the mayor said, this is the continued meeting of June 4, 2020. Today is Thursday, June 11, 2020. The time right now is 3:06. Commissioner Kelly.
Present.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Here.
Mayor Tucci.
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Thank you. My understanding is we only have one resolution on this continued meeting. So at this time, if there's any public that wish to comment only on that resolution, we will entertain that.
There's no one raising their hand. There's only one attendee. It's one of the phone numbers. It might be one of ours, but I don't see any hand raised, Mr. Mayor, so I would go forward.
Okay, let's progress. Commissioner Evans?
Thank you, Mayor. As you all know, last week, the mayor formed the business reopening committee. Commissioner Kelly and I met with the committee members on Monday. We also have gone through, and through the code department, went through and revised our procedures to make sure they were streamlined and efficient. Dave did a great job of coordinating with the multiple departments required for sign-offs. As of today, we have four applications for outdoor cafes that have been submitted, and they're ready for release of the permits tomorrow after we adopt this resolution. All four of the locations have ABC licenses, and my understanding is that they're progressing through that process with the police department. So we're moving, and we've started. I think there's more to come to talk about what we will need to do as a community and Board of Commissioners for broader things. But it became clear that in order to actually allow certain things to happen, we needed to relieve some of the requirements of our zoning ordinance for outdoor cafes, which is today's resolution. Addresses that. It also includes a waiver of the $100 fee for our outdoor cafe permits. Before I read this, John, do you want to add anything?
I don't have much to add. I feel it was a productive first meeting, and it's going to be a continued process, and we're going to continue to work with the businesses to help make sure everyone gets back on track and get our economy rolling again.
So fair enough. I'll read resolution 135-20. Whereas on March 9th, 2020, Governor Murphy issued Executive Order 103 declaring a public health state of emergency arising from the dangers of the COVID-19 pandemic health crisis. And whereas on March 18th, 2020, the Township of Nutley declared as well a local emergency consistent with Executive Order 103. And whereas on March 16th and March 21, Governor Murphy issued executive orders 104 and 107, which limited all restaurants, dining establishments, and food courts with or without a liquor license, all bars and other holders of a liquor license with retail consumption privileges to offering food delivery and or takeout services only. Whereas given the decrease in the rate of reported new cases of COVID-19 in New Jersey and in the township of Nutley, the state of New Jersey has relaxed certain restrictions related to restaurants, bars, food establishments by allowing outdoor dining as long as businesses comply with COVID-19 guidelines. Whereas the New Jersey Department of Health Executive Directive 20-014 and its Department of Law and Public Safety Division of Alcohol Beverage Control SR 2020-10 have issued compliance guidance which must be followed by restaurants, bars, dining establishments which enable them to conduct business with customers. And whereas the mayor established a business reopening committee to be proactive in helping businesses reopen, and whereas the Board of Commissioners are desirous of supporting business reopening efforts consistent with orders herein, which will necessitate temporarily relaxing certain provisions contained in Chapter 700.41 of the Zoning Code of the Township of Nutley through November 30th, 2020, as may be modified by the State of New Jersey. And whereas the Board of Commissioners, in support of business reopening efforts and in recognition of the financial hardship our local businesses have sustained as a result of the pandemic crisis, are willing to allow restaurants to utilize our public parking lots and public walkways for outdoor dining on a limited basis. And now, therefore, be resolved by the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, does hereby temporarily authorize and approve the following. One, Chapter 700.41 is modified to allow both contiguous and non-contiguous outdoor seating consistent with state executive orders as long as the business owner provides evidence of a legal right to use non-contiguous property for their business. Chapter 791A, which requires certain cases on-site parking is modified to allow the use of parking lots for outdoor seating as long as safety requirements of the Nutley Code of Enforcement and Police Department are met. Chapter 741-F5B7, the application fee of $100 is waived for 2020. Four, requests to use public property can be made through the single application process established by Code Enforcement Office and does not require a separate approval of the Board of Commissioners. Five, none of the above relieve business owners of the obligation to be compliant with the sanitary and social distancing requirements set out by the State of New Jersey. Six, all businesses requesting an outdoor dining permit and or alcoholic beverage permit must continue to provide bodily injury and property damage insurance coverage consistent with our ordinance naming the Township of Nutley and or County of Essex as a covered party. Seven, all businesses requesting an outdoor dining permit and or alcoholic beverage permit must continue to sign an indemnification hold harmless agreement with the Township of Nutley and or County of Essex, which also includes their agreement to comply with COVID-19 sanitary and social distancing requirements. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor. That's all I have.
Thank you. Very, very well done. And I want to commend both Commissioner Evans and Commissioner Kelly for moving at Godspeed to get the information out to our people, to taking the necessary steps so that we can do, as a board, everything in our power to help our businesses reopen. So I thank you for your good work, and I look forward to your continued good work. Madam Clerk, do we have anything else?
I think we do not.
All right, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move it.
Thank you. Thank you. Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Yes, Before I vote, I just have one comment I'd like to say. This is the clearest I've heard all of you. Thank you, Alan, so much for working. Aye.
Okay. Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye.
And the time is 3:15.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. See you Tuesday.
Bye. Yeah, see you Tuesday. Okay. I'm still on. It's just you and me, Alan.
What do you mean I didn't want to see you? How dare you say
it
that?
It sounded good, right? You're still recording, by the way.
I know. I'm going to stop it. Hold on.
Yeah.